6 feet, and then they're in the center.
Okay.
A year, an hour, and then another year, and then a moon.
We worked really hard to measure and get all the prefixes.
You got to cut off the prefixes and cut off the suffixes. Mm-hmm.
Then you have to cover for
yeah, especially the ones that have a prefix and a suffix on a bulletin. Remember, the middle parts will count. You know, have three there.
Find the middle consonant, middle consonants, and then same with a commas and a pop. I guess.
I think the hardest thing in all of Hebrew is when it doesn't happen. Fortunately, it doesn't happen very often or all the time. But you do see a pronominal suffix also stuck on to the end of a verb form that already has a suffix. In other words, okay. Suppose I wanted to say, with katal, for example, yiktol would be he will kill. And if you wanted to say he will kill him, then you can put another suffix on that. And you have a yiktol or something like that. We'll get into that a little later on. But
and you can have heavy suffixes with
that. Right, and you get some complications. Fortunately, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that just because it doesn't happen all the time. And when you do see it, you can usually recognize it. And if you can't recognize it, that's the time to get out your analytical. It's probably not worth the trying to memorize all of the things that happen in the situation. It's pretty standard because you have only a certain set of stuff that's worth it. And that's the key in the last little bit. But anyway, that's probably. That means then you can have an entire sentence in one word. He will kill him. Something like that. Subject, verb, and object, all in one word.
Mike, I've been trying to find a way to be able to spot that root word. Mm-hmm. Do they only have like maybe one main consonant letter before a word, or can there be a bunch of them? I mean, other than the ones with a mapik in it, or a quay or whatever. With a prefix with a
just one letter as far as prefix?
Is it usually just one, or is there...
Yes, it's almost always one, except for when we get to the hippial. Okay. And we'll have two there. Not the first one off, but you have to watch... as long as it's imperfect, there's probably no problem here. But when we get to hollow verbs where there's only two consonants in the base and so forth, you're going to have to watch on both ends, as you might... If you assume there's three there, it might be confusing. So that's where it gets the word. So with these standard strong verbs, all the imperfect forms you can have a one-letter prefix. So you can just, if you recognize that it's imperfect, then you just take the first letter off, take the next three letters, and that's your base. But once you get to three hays and stuff like that, that's some other fun thing. But still not enough to, I think you'll still recognize. Once you learn this, then you start recognizing patterns, and then you'll be stuck with that. So what happens to those? Okay, well, three olive verbs is where we left off from section 95. And just need to make a few more comments here. I think we've pretty much got all I wanted to say about that. The main thing there is to notice that it would be a pop-up type since it was a guttural at the last position of imperfect, so... Yikra, but you get a commas instead of pasach because of quit and all of it. And then the unusual things are on your second person and third person plural feminines. You get a sigol there, tikrena. Okay. Then section 96, the nouns bane and shame. We've seen these nouns before. We've got a little more information on them now. These two nouns are similar in the singular before suffixes, in that the stem vowel is reduced to shawa. So now the singular before suffixes has a reduction. These are the singular suffixes now, not the plural. So these two nouns are peculiar in that they will do this. They will shorten down the shawa in the singular. So bini, binka, why do you get a gerak in the first one? Double shawa, rule shawa, right? Okay, and b'nei, b'no, b'na, etc. Then same thing, b'n'chem, rule shawa, b'nam, b'nan. And same thing with shame, same thing exactly all the non-consonant here now. So that's just an unusual feature of these two nouns. Remember that the plural of Bane is Banim and the plural of Shame is Shemoth. So watch that. One's got an old plural, one's got an E plural. There's no irregularity in the plural forms for the pronoun substitute. So plural wise, no problem any of that. Banim would become, if I wanted to say, the construct would be Bene, because the commas would shorten down by normal rules in the English case criteria. And then Benai and so forth, the suffixes, it's always going to be short. Short Nashua. All right. Vocabulary. Nouns, Rakush means movable property. Is there anything that you picked up and carried with you? To us, we don't make a whole lot of distinction between movable and immovable property. But remember, for them and the nomadic people, it does make a difference. What you can pick up and pack with you is movable property, and what you can't, isn't. All right. And Kana'ani is Canaanite, and that can be either an adjective or a noun. So you could use it like a Canaanite woman or something would be an adjective, and Kana'ani as a noun. That's a noun form to a Canaanite individual. Mizbeach is altar, often sacrifice and so forth of that type. And Kedem is east. Didn't we have this earlier when we were talking about directions?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the vocabulary.
Yeah, it wasn't in the vocabulary of this, but it was in that section. And then we had it with the directional endings and so forth. Okay, but now it's in the vocabulary. So
Kedem on is what we had.
Right, yeah, eastward. Right. Okay, and then you can have Nikedem on the east of. So from the east side, from the east of, is kind of the idea. Okay, then verbs. Shakav, to lie down. And this, even though it looks like a regular strong verb, does have a papa type of perfect, Yishkav. So they'll put that down for you. And Batak, same thing. It's Yivtak. For the imperfect, and it means to trust and rely. Of course, this one would be predictable because of the state in the third position. And Ga'al is to redeem. Get that Goel, kinsman redeemer from this, which is the participle form of this. And Yigal, of course, that's going to be a pop attack because of the olive. And this olive isn't quiasm when it's in the two position. It's no problem, just like any other guttural. It's in the three position. That's where you have the guttural. That's where you have the quiescent olive. Let's see. Samach means to rejoice. And that's also a papa type imperfect because of the third position. The adverbs, az, means then or at that time. Nisham, that's pretty predictable. You've already had sham and you've had min. So Sham meant there, and then means from, so from there. Pretty straightforward. Or then. From there or then. So they're pretty logical in most of these. Ana means whither, or to what place. Ana, where did it go? And Me'ayin is from where, or when. Didn't we have Ayin before? Where? Maybe we didn't.
Yeah, the
iron.
Yeah, we
did. Yeah, this is iron with an olive instead of with an iron. That was iron with an iron, this is iron with an olive. Okay, but this one is spelled with an olive. You probably should watch for that because the sound's going to be confusing to you. Okay, from where it went. But there is a word iron, it means where. Okay.
Mm-hmm. From Aye.
Well, Aye is probably related to it, yeah. Aye, and then, love and aim. Yeah, Aye, there's probably a connection between those two. Let's see if they list Aye with a second word here. Maybe Aye. Okay, maybe aim that there's no. I guess they don't have a list here. You'll probably find it in the. Probably isn't used very frequently. Oh, I was looking for ion. That instead we've got may ion here, and I was looking for ion.
Or with the olive.
Yeah, with the olive. He doesn't have listed that here, so we're not for it. Okay, then.
Oh.
Might be an unused root or something.
Too close.
Proper names in the reading. So now we're going to start going to start learning more and more proper names because we're going to need it for our reading. So Avram is the alternate form of Abraham. Of course, that was the lengthened form. And meaning is pretty straightforward. Ur Kasdim is Ur the Chaldean. So Kasdim is the term Hebrew for the Chaldean. Terah, of course, father of Abraham. Terach, actually, in the Hebrew. Terach. And Haran is the either the name of a city or the name of the sun. Son of Terah and the city in the northern Mesopotamia. Sarai, an alternate form of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. And Lot, Abraham's nephew. You have to get used to pronouncing these the Hebrew way. Kanaan is Canaan. You see why they got the two A's in the English transliteration. And because you have a glottal stop on the I in there. And Shechem, or Shechem, I guess. Shechem is the Hebrew pronunciation of the city of Shechem, as we call it. And Beit El, or Bethel, house of God. So that's just construct for Bayit with the word for God, El. Okay, and that's a little longer form of it. All right, questions? Yeah. Number A, then, we might as well go through these. Yeah, I guess I didn't sign these down, so we can go through them. And we'll see if we can decide whether we know much about imperfect or not.
Or how fast we can
learn. Yeah, or how fast we can learn. Okay, maybe we'll put Doug on the spot again. Number one. Because he always knows what he's going to get.
I started working on it a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
A couple minutes ahead on
it. All right.
Didn't get very far, but. Ana. Tishla.
Mm-hmm.
Ikea.
Right.
Said, whether.
It's an imperfect soul. Probably will not.
Oh,
did.
Will she?
Will she?
Send me.
Right. Whither will she send me? Whither will she send me? Or there's another possibility, too. What would that be? Anyway.
You?
Yeah. Whither will you send me? It could be second person masculine singer or third person feminine singer. Same form. Tishlach from Shalach. Okay, and why does it have a potluck in the imperfect? Right. The three got over. Okay, number two, Jim. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, Jim.
El Ni Tikreu.
Okay, right.
They are calling to me.
Okay, well, let's see. It is a question.
Okay.
It's a little unusual to have me in the second position, but it's the object of a preposition.
Okay.
So you might say, unto whom will you call? Matthew plural. Unto whom will you call?
Okay.
Why do we have no dilgation of the towel there? Normally got a dilgation. Yeah, because of the name before, right? And ending with vowel.
Why was that?
The word just before is me ending in vowel, so it's talking to that. It's not always an ironclad rule. Sometimes it would be an empty rule. Okay, number three, Tony. Yeah. It kind of builds up, so it figures that. There's that one longer. Remember tribulation work of faith.
Amen. April.
Kintena.
Kintena. Anashim. Lechem. Libanahem. Benahem.
Yeah, Libnahem.
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 Okay.
post that.
Well, you're almost there.
I can't even say those. Yeah, I got where, like, the little fine go after, so where will the women find bread?
Yeah.
And that's for the sons and for the daughters.
Right, exactly. Where will the women find bread for the sons and for the daughters? Yeah. Okay. It was harder to read it than it was to do it me, but okay.
Let's get the vocabulary.
Yeah. All
right, part one. I guess you might be
well, you got them all on that one. Any questions? Okay. If there's anything there you don't recognize, notice that the matah is a three olive verb,
yeah.
So it's going to be just like kavra up there. And that's why you get the sigol in that form, tintenna. Okay, that's the one form you have to watch the most. It's the most unusual. And anashim is your subject. So a full where tintenna will find anashim the women. Lechem. Now, why no S there? The direct object.
Mm-hmm.
It's anarchic, isn't it? It's not a construct for change. Although Lechem would be the same form, it's a construct. And then for their sons, Le Nehem, in other words, and Le Lid No Tehem. Here's another good example where you get, Banim and Banot. You say Banot for daughters and Banim. The im plurals end up with one less syllable than the old plurals do with the suffixes, because remember the old keeps the old and then adds the suffix under that, but the im drops the im and adds the suffix. So they always look longer. Okay, number four.
Lama Ishmachna Benot.
Yerushalayim.
Yes. Why will the daughters of Jerusalem be rejoicing?
Right. Why will the daughters of Jerusalem be rejoicing? Right. Okay. Or why will they rejoice? You want to put it in the future. Okay. Yeah. Why will the daughters of Jerusalem rejoice? Under some circumstances, be why are the daughters of Jerusalem rejoicing too, if the context requires that. Or it could even conceivably be why would the daughters of Jerusalem rejoice under certain circumstances, but that would probably be very common. It's probably go ahead and use a perfect for that, or they use a walking converted form of the imperfect. Okay, number five. Eric.
Yikaru Lahem Tumelech.
Yes.
They chose a king for them.
Okay, but you want it's an imperfect, so.
Oh, yeah, they will choose
right.
A king for them.
For them, yes. They will choose a king for them or for themselves, probably. They will choose a king for themselves or for them. It could be for them or for themselves, depending on the context. If the context is talking about one group choosing for another group, you still have third person plural on both of them. Which is going to be there. Context number six, right?
Hello. Eska. Baka. Veda. Oh, I think.
Yeah.
Baka. Yeah. Ray. Pika.
Pika, right? Yeah, that Ula Divrei is this one. Ula Divrei. Okay? Ula Divrei Pika.
What Pika?
Oh, okay.
Pika.
Yeah, and word P means, well, we had word for mouth. And, I think it was just an unusual one. It started out as Tess, back in the Japanese 96. That was the goal day. And then when you did they just say in the vocabulary? You know, note the preposition. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay. Bottom page 95 to take care of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it was one of those three. There's one you don't see as often, so it's easy to forget it. Okay, there was one of those.
There would be I will not trust in you and in the word of your mouth.
Right. I will not trust in you and in the words of your mouth. You probably say nor in the words of your mouth because it's negative. So I will. You might say I will neither trust in you nor in the words of your mouth, or I will not trust in you nor in the words of your mouth. Okay. What you call a vote of no confidence. Okay. Number seven.
Me, ego, gopi, midday, or your life. Who will redeem me from the hand of my enemy?
Yes, who will redeem me from the hand, that's hands plural, so hands, the hands of my enemies. Who will redeem me from the hand of my enemies? Okay, number eight, John.
Me'ayin, bata,
kubinu. Okay.
From where will my son come?
Okay, thanks here. No, see, your verb form is second person masculine singular instead of third person. So it would be, from where will you come? Or from where did you come, my son? From where did you come, my son? Perfect verb form.
Well, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So from where did you come, my son? But it's a little tricky because you have to decide, you know. It could be a bit ambiguous if it was, if you wanted to say, from where did he come, my son? That would be more difficult because it could be either way. If you just said, you know, may I and pa, but bini, you'd almost have to get it with intonation. Because otherwise it should be, from where did my son come? In other words, it has to be third person singular, both the thing that you're talking about, the thing that you're, what you're addressing, and that's. But this one is unambiguous because of the second person masculine singular form of the verb.
Right.
Yeah, they.
And I think the time at the end is when you have a cop, it's a masculine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, saying the third person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just translate.
Well, they flipped the perfect on you, too, after the whole sense of imperfect,
mm-hmm.
too. Day number nine, Peter.
Get in, not here.
Okay. The answer to the question.
On the east of the city, I will enter my father.
Okay. Probably from the east of the Yeah. Okay. It's a little misleading because they do have. Yeah, on the east of the city, I guess would be fine. On the east of the city, I came. Vati would be I came. So I came on the east of the city, my father. Probably, you know, this one I suspect probably been where I came from the east of the city, my father. I didn't
to
give on the east of, but it's more the idea. I mean, I think the literal Hebrew would make more sense in that case, from the east of. Because you're coming from something.
Would it be?
You'll come on something.
Wouldn't it be from east of the city?
Yeah.
I came. Father.
Right. From east of the city I came, my father.
Not from east of the city.
Oh, well, see, it's a lot here. It's
from east of the city, but not from east.
Well, it is a prepositional phrase. I see.
I was just going by the idiom given in the vocabulary.
Yeah. The idiom of vocabulary is on the east of. In other words, the idiom of vocabulary is that the east, even though it's not a construct relationship. And that's just because of English. That's in literal Hebrew, it's just from east of the city, I came.
Yeah.
And in English,
say, on the east of the city, I came. Well, and we're on the west side, and I was on the east side of the city. But really, it seems to be saying, well, from over the Jordan, from on the east of the city, I came.
Mm-hmm.
The idea seems to have to be born out of.
Well, east of the city, It could be the eastern part of the city, or it could be from a destination on the east side of the city, on the east, east of the city. I think your contact would have to tell you on that one. It was about as ambiguous as Hebrew as it is in English. Okay, number 10. That's up.
Whither are you walking?
Right. Whither are you walking? Whither are you walking? Or to what place are you walking? Okay. Now the fun part. B. Give the evil for calling morally. Our sons and our daughters. Go ahead, Jim. This is a review of the previous chapter. Two chapters. Benoit. Okay. Banim and Benoit. And Banim, I think, is one of those
oddballs that doesn't shorten. So he wants, Ben-Aden? Our sons?
Yeah, right. I had Banim down here, and I'm trying to figure out why. Unless that's an oddball, you would expect Ben-Aden. I guess it'd be all right. Because you have a penultimate stretch. So. Okay. Did they give a reduction to Shua on the back?
Nothing for all.
Right.
Banai.
Okay. Banai. Okay. That would do it then. Banainu would be the same. Because the stress is, even though you got two syllables on that suffix, it's penultimate stress on the body. Okay. That should be right then.
Which one
does it have now? Yeah. It's got Thomas. Banainu. Uvenothenu. And there's a Shua on the base on Banos because. So it's Banenu
Ubenothenu.
So you found out that Banenu Ubenothenu. Right, doesn't really. Right. There's no real reason to, unless it's. Because it's still the syllable before the tone. You don't normally get a pre tonic reduction in cases like that.
Besides which, if it was Banenu, you have an ambiguity between the
Yes. The singular does reduce, yeah. So the suffix is a little bit different, though.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, any other observations? Okay, number two, our little brother.
Thomas? It's
Achinu Hakaton. And Ach is one of those that they give a whole paradigm for too. That goes back. Okay. It's got that Hirik Yod, the alcohol thing. It's got the Hirik Yod that looks up to. Achinu Hakaton. He's doing the article Ha on there on the adjective because it's Achinu is definitely
our brother the little.
Yeah, our brother the little. Right. Okay, number three, our names. Daniel?
Shimothenu.
Yeah, Shimothenu. Shimothenu. It's a plural for shame. That's Shimothenu. And that's regular. Okay, number four, our father and our brother, okay?
Avinu wa Achinu.
Right, Avinu wa Achinu. Okay?
Avinu wa Achinu.
Just two of those nouns that put the spiritual four suffixes. Okay, number five, our army and our horsemen. Right.
Avinu wa Parashim.
Right, okay. And you probably just want an ooh there because it's a labial. Yeah, ooh parashenu. Ooh parashenu. Yeah, that's so many things to think of. And so forth, that, I think they gave that army for that too. So they, that would be Tiva'enu. Tiva'enu. Or maybe that would be the whole thing.
It's the both.
Yeah, the both. Okay. So that would be the both they knew. So if you chose that one.
What is great festival here?
It would be our army. Oh, that's singular. Okay, that's why I had it. I had it right in the first place. That was the wrong one, yeah. Siva Enu would be the singular, right? So Siva Enu or Chaylenu. Remember, Chayol changes, you know, stem before the suffixes in construct. So Chaylenu, Theriod, Theri, I think, Chayt with Theriod, Lamas with Theri, Nun and Shurek. And that parash was irregular, I think, too. It didn't show up.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Ufarashenu. You had that mentioned in the book, yeah. Number six. Our congregation and our people. Were you last five, sir?
Okay.
How about?
Kahalenu.
Mm-hmm.
What? What
Amenu? Right. Kahalenu, what Amenu? Our congregation, Kahalenu, and our people, Amenu. Am is considered a singular form, so it's just a singular form.
So that would be without the yo.
Right.
Except the Teri but no yo.
Right, Teri but no yo. Okay, number seven, our blood.
Damenu?
Yes, Damenu. Damenu. Okay. And this one, you might have had it either plural or singular.
Mm-hmm.
It could go either way, so either with or without the oath. So all of them. Yeah, all of them have to be over. Okay, number eight, here. Our offering and our offering.
Min ha,
right,
min ha, Seinu with
yod. Right, very yod, right. Yeah, min ka seinu with no yod in it, and min ko seinu with very yod. Good. Questions, anyone? Okay, in part C, translate.
What was our people?
Our people, back up number six, Amenu. I used to just use Am as a singular and put a singular, you know, put the singular series of stuff in the
sound. Okay,
so what Am means? Ayin with Pasak, Mame with Dagesh, and Seri, Nun, Turek. Okay, number one on part C, Doug. Huh?
Salvation for our people.
Okay, it's not too bad, but he will rejoice always. Actually, kol boteach would be, boteach is participle, and it's actually the subject. And so you might say, everyone who trusts, every trusting one, everyone trusting in you, yismach, rejoices, or will rejoice. So everyone trusting in you will rejoice, or everyone who trusts in you will rejoice, because you are the salvation of our people. Yes.
What do you say? I trust that every trusting one will rejoice in you.
You said every trusting one? Oh, every trusting one will rejoice in you. I see what you did.
Even different than that.
Yeah. Well, I think we do have. It's potentially ambiguous because the baka, the in you, could be the a present adverbial to the participle boteach, or to the verb yismach. And I guess that, you know, it is ambiguous, but I guess I'd be inclined to go with boteach just because of proximity. In other words, it's one that's closer. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you wanted to say the other, you'd be more likely to say perhaps yismach, and then put your baka, and then put the other. Although usually people don't like to get the subject further down either, but it is potential ambiguity. On a test, I really could count wrong. It's a matter of a judgment of which one of these verbal ideas that is ideal to do.
I don't think this is right. I did not.
Okay.
You will rejoice trusting every private thing.
Trusting everything. Okay. The problem there is
I kind of turned around.
Yeah. You probably have boteach, the kol, something like that. Trusting in everything.
Can kol be used?
Yeah, you could. You could use kol all by itself as a substantive and everything. But then if you want to say everything in you. Is that what you had? Mm-hmm. Then you'd have to have asher baka after that. In other words, you could have boteach, the kol asher baka. You need an asher to make that baka modifying. Okay, so that one, yeah. 861. Oh, yeah. Right, and then the coal is functioning that way, right? He gave him everything he had acquired. You know, as coal, asher, kana. So that would be the coal is functioning as a noun. And he's been functioning as an articular noun. It's that S in front of him. Okay.
So then, apparently, they consider everyone grammatically the same way as we do.
Uh-huh.
But then have the third person.
Right. Third person masculine.
Sure.
That's the way we do it too. You just kind of assume the masculine form. We still have a much distinction.
We have a word for everyone.
Huh?
We have a word for everyone.
Right. Exactly.
Literally, that's every trusting one in you.
Right. Every trusting one in you. Or everyone trusting in you. Everyone trusting. Everyone who is trusting in you.
And each.
Each one trusting you, that'd be all right. Each one would be fine. Every year, each pretty much. Number one. Okay, then, any other questions on that? Number one.
Why could it be each trusting one rejoicing in you?
Well, yeah, I said that was just ambiguous. It could be that way, but I just felt like it'd probably be the other way, just because of the fact that trust does take the preposition of, you know, I'm sure some kafka too, but samach could be too, but just because of proximity, the baka follows immediately after the participle rather than after the verb. But it is a matter of judgment, so I would have to accept the other two. Okay, number two, Jim.
Ishkevu ha'anashim sham az ha'boker.
Okay.
The men will lie down there until the morning.
Right, the men will lie down there until the morning. Okay. Ishkevu, they will lie down, ha'anashim, the men, sham, there, and then az, I'll go here until the morning. Questions, anyone? Let's go to number three. Tony?
Tol Ha'is Asher Yiptok Be'Shem Yah.
Okay, is Yiptok? You had it right, if you follow the normal pattern, then it's a Pala type.
Okay.
But Yiptok. But it's a good kind of mistake because it's indicated that you're starting to pick up a pattern, but the perfect normal pattern is the approach. Okay? Maybe that wasn't the real reason you made the mistake. But at least I did that to you.
Sounded good anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Good is the woman which will trust in the name of Yahweh.
Okay, just change it to man and you got it.
Oops.
That is God. Okay? Good is the man who trusts or will trust in the name of Yahweh. Okay. Good is the man who will trust in the name of Yahweh. Number four, Daniel.
Bat Shem Ha'ish Adem Vishem Kol Ish Yosef Ba'are Adon. The name of this man will be more important than the name of every man dwelling in this land.
Yes, good. The name of this man will be more important. That's from the Kavaz, you know, to be great or to be important or be heavy, literally. So the name of this man will be more important than the name of every man dwelling in this land. Okay? So literally, how would we say this? More important the name of this man from, you know, more important will be, I suppose you're getting that from the state of idea. So more important would be the name of this man from every man, each man, who is dwelling in the midst of this people. And this is land, excuse me. Now this Yoshev, it says Kol Ish Yoshev. Again, you don't need Asher with the participle. So the participle getting the idea of which without the use of Asher. Any other questions? Okay, number five.
Lo Yesh Yishmeru Bnei Chasak El Kol Avichem Avichem Ra'im Hem Me'od.
Okay, it was Chazakim Chazak. Probably just saw that verse, you know. Okay. Yeah, number five.
The sons of the old man will not listen to the voice of their father, for they are very evil.
Right. The sons of the old man will not listen, or could be translated obey to, I suppose, but they're not hearkening to, they're not listening to the voice of their father because they are very evil and very wicked. Okay, so negation there on the imperfect form. And lo shema, lo shema'u, b'nei, son. How's that came of the old man? And the alcohol, of course, is the voice. So they will not listen to the voice of the old man, of their father. So let's see. The sons of the old man, okay. The sons of the old man will not listen unto the voice of their father because they are very poor. Okay, number six. Right. Key can either be translated because or can be translated that. If the whole clause now is like a direct object or something, we have introduced the whole clause as functioning in a particular position. So I would translate that. So I think.
Seems
really
that way, right? I mean, it would sound funny.
Yeah, it would sound a little funny. And remember,
it needs context.
In Hebrew, it just means key. In Hebrew, it's just key. And in Hebrew, you just think he, when the English will say that. And sometimes it's because, sometimes it's because. But in Hebrew, they always just say keep.
Okay.
They don't have any problem with it.
I know that he will redeem.
Right.
This is what it makes sense. It looks like with me.
Oh, that's right. Okay. It does look like with me.
But it's not.
Yeah.
Then it's an object marker.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not going to be with.
He will redeem. Now, isn't that?
Just
what
could so
it be like?
With the rest, just on with the other stuff.
My people?
Yes, my people. He will redeem my people. Okay. Now you got to watch through it. Okay. I know that he will redeem my people. Okay, good. Could be I knew that he will redeem my people, but that's kind of strange to have. I knew that he will.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of in a very funny time frame when you see something like that.
Well, this seed is not really emphatic either because it's introducing a new clause. That right? We're having a shift in the person.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah, this would be, it's not really emphatic because I knew that, so whether you're speaking or
trying to could this be putting a saying, I knew that he would redeem?
Yes.
At the time, I knew something was going to happen in the future.
If the context allowed this could very easily be translated in a modal sense of a would, like a subjunctive. I knew that he would redeem my people. Depends on the position in the context that statement falls. If it's placed in a position
right.
Where it's hypothetical or something like this, then
I went out against the lion because I knew that he would.
Right, exactly.
Yes, not yet.
Right, exactly. And this is precisely the way that would be stated within the verb. They don't have a subjunctive form in Hebrew, so be thankful. We do have some imperative forms coming up, but we don't have.
This is kind of fun. We're going to Greek and Arabic.
That's why I was saying after class yesterday, it'd be interesting to have an exercise of Greek and Hebrew students. Translate a text from Hebrew to Greek.
There's a lot of Greek to Hebrew. There's a lot of examples.
That would really be tough. Okay,
what Bob Goss would call that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's personal.
Translated from Hebrew into Greek, and then from Greek into Latin, and Latin into English.
Yeah.
Then we'd have the Catholic Bible.
And then that's taken.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one. Then have a different student take what you ended up with and work it backwards if he came up with the same text you came up with. That started with. Let's see.
It'll be like parts in Revelation that don't.
Right.
In Latin.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like the Mormon claim that they just happened to translate this thing from ancient Egyptian. They happened to come up with the exact same word as King James.
Yeah. What's really funny is they verify the authenticity of the Hebrew scripture because you see that's an original language. It doesn't have much to do with translation.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they quote the prophet Isaiah, in other words, they basically copy the King James. But they happen to copy the King James when it departs from every known Hebrew manuscript and every translation ever goes different, and it's word for word.
Sure. It's got 1 John 5:7 in it.
Yeah, right. Fun.
Okay. Number 7. And who's next? Bob.
Shamakti Asher Rahiti Etko Asher Asa Lanu Yahu.
Okay.
I rejoiced when I saw all which Yahweh did for us.
Yes, I rejoiced when I saw, or as I saw, all that Yahweh did for us. Right. Good. Yeah, when it'd be fine. So we have to.
So why would you take this as all? I thought all was when it was everything which.
Yeah, everything which.
I mean, it's not necessarily. Steve, I want to understand one thing.
Okay.
I have everything which.
Yeah. That's more literal. That's probably actually more accurate. That's for all too, because in English it even just kind of runs together. But technically, it's when I thought everything, which
it's all Yahweh. normally when you have an articular.
Right. When you have the articular thing, and it's usually talking about the extent of all the things, all of this, so forth. Yeah.
This is the.
But if it's plural,
which thou share, that's it's not really an answer to articular.
No, it isn't.
It can
It's just our share.
Yeah,
everything which. But you get a certain kind of a definiteness to it. It's almost an indefinite definiteness, you know. I mean, the word is definite, but it's it's indefinite in the sense that it's not named. In other words, it's not this particular man which or that particular man which is everything which is kind of an all inclusive thing. That is, in other words, the indefiniteness is not a grammatical one; it's a meaning, a semantic one. Okay.
Say it one more time.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that there's a
translation.
I rejoiced when I saw all that Yahweh did for us. I rejoiced when I saw all that Yahweh did for us. For everything that Yahweh did for us, probably more technical.
Because either one will go with a verb, a perfect verb.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did. Everything
right.
He did, or all he did.
Right. Yeah, see, if we take all of the collectivity and it's just this person has to agree with he anyway. And I think they even translated a few times all that so in some of their examples, so don't cross that the way they are. I certainly would feel good about that, particularly in the idiomatic. Number 8, John.
Me, Yigal, Ophanu, Miyad. Who will redeem us from the hand of the enemy?
Yeah, who will redeem us from the hand of the enemy? Okay, from the hand of hand construct. Okay, questions, anyone? Number 9, Peter.
God, Avos, Da, Avoda, Aleka would keep that. Eli, McCall, Gadol, Gulab, Ish, Ma, Lekoreka.
Okay. Yeah, that, with this ak, that you get the, you're not used to softening the vowel, especially in imperfect, so just because of the wood in front of it. I guess that too, so. Okay, number 9, translation.
The work will be heavy upon you, and you will cry out to me in a loud voice, and I will not hearken to your voice.
Right. The work will be heavy upon you. That's a pretty graphic image. In other words, they might say the work will be severe, so that heavy upon you is very, very much the picture. The work will be heavy upon you, and you will cry out unto me with a loud voice, or in a loud voice, and I will not hearken unto your voice. You could say, but I will not hearken to your voice, too, but instead of and, if you want, because it is a contrast. Okay, questions, anyone? The work will be heavy upon you, and you will cry out unto me with a loud voice, or in a loud voice, and I will not hearken to your voice, but I will not hearken to you. Number 10. Back to Doug again.
Tezka, Mekian, Ish, Li, Linak, I will choose an angry man. To me, to be a prophet.
That's literally right, yeah. I will choose from you a man to a prophet, literally, but to be my prophet is probably the way to say it. Or the prophet to me. For a prophet to me. I will choose from you a man for a prophet to me, or for my prophet, or to be my prophet.
And I would expect it to be studying all these.
Oh yes, that could be done too. I just happen to use this idiom. You need for a prophet. I would expect that. Maybe that's one of the reasons you reverted back to that old idiom. But that idiom is used. Okay. Tomorrow, go ahead if you haven't finished these last two. We'll go through all the class and get into lesson 24. Chapter 24, we got another test coming up. Wow. I think it's that first test actually by the end of the week. That's what happens. We postpone that one until we're...
So we postpone the next one, I
think. Yeah. Well, that would be postponing. Then maybe the last one at the end of the special will just drop off the end.
Real good. Good. You're better all the time.
Rounding it.
Yeah.
I call it word of brain.
Yeah, right.
I handle so much data.